Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dream Leapers Inspiration. I'm your host, Harriet Cole. So very honored to be with you today. And I spent the day yesterday in service all day long at a spiritual retreat of sorts that was a day-long experience, and a number of people gathered to do spiritual work together, to do work in the space to get it ready for the spring. But the whole focus of the day was to be in service. And it was a glorious day. We worked together, we meditated together, we chanted together, and ate together and shared ideas and stories, and it was just wonderful. There were people across generations and demographics, and we all came together in a way that was very unified. And I wanted to share that with you and just talk about what it means to live through the lens of service. I have worked with so many people over the years who have shared what their tender moments are like. You know, what happens when something goes wrong? What happens when spirits are down? What happens when a catastrophe occurs and you're trying to figure out how to work through it? You know, what happens in those times of extremity when you're not quite sure how to move forward? When you may be nervous, you may be afraid, you may be frustrated, down, whatever the state of being that is not in equilibrium, that is not fortified and strong, when we feel like that, what do we do? I remember talking to a very good friend of mine a few years ago, sharing something that I had learned, which is when you really are feeling down, when you're really like feeling sorry for yourself, feeling bad, things are not going well, and you just are, you know, playing the violin to the pity party to yourself. When you're feeling like that, what do? Change the focus of your lens, as opposed to just wallowing in it and figuring out all the reasons why you deserve to feel bad about this moment. And there may be legitimate reasons. But instead of doing that, change your lens. There's got to be something going on, someone around you who is in greater need than you. Offer help to that person. There's got to be a situation that's part of your world, your life, that you can just give a moment to. Say, let me offer service, love, support here, as opposed to continuing to reflect on what's not going right in my life. And that can be really hard to do when you are in it, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling just like you don't know where to turn. Well, that same friend, I learned, because he told me about this, at some point years later, after that conversation we had, at some point he was actually feeling suicidal. Now, it's rare that we tell each other these things, but he was feeling suicidal. He decided that he was going to help someone who needed support. But he had a plan. After helping this person, he was then going to proceed with ending his life. And service intervened. The sacredness of service intervened. He went to help this person in a time when she needed something. And it changed everything. It softened his heart. It opened his heart. It opened his heart to a reflection of the goodness in him. Because as he was helping this other person, he saw the joy that he helped to ignite in her because of his generosity of spirit and time. And it literally softened him to the point that saved his life. This is a true story. I'm not making it up. It's a friend of mine. Why do I tell you that? Because if it happened to a friend of mine, it could be happening to you or someone that you know and love. Looking through the lens of service, in his case, saved his life, gave him an opportunity to get out of the negativity that was pulling him down. This is how powerful service can be. Helping somebody else. The other person legitimately needed help and had asked for help. And he came to help and it saved him. And today he's a much better person for it. I wonder if you ever thought about that. The power of service to save your life. Literally. So why I titled this Live Through the Lens of Service is because it's even more than looking through. You have to look through the lens of service to see the world in a different way. But then that looking has to become activated. It's not just a glance, but it's the action of doing, of living, of being, of practicing it. And it works in all kinds of ways. So that was an extreme example of someone who was so spiritually and emotionally depleted that he thought his life wasn't worth living. That's one extreme case. But let me give you another example. You know, I do a lot of coaching for public speakers. And one of the most common things that people share with me is that when they get ready to talk, they walk up on stage, they turn on their computer, however they are engaging an audience, and suddenly they get nervous. And in the back of their heads, oh no, I'm not going to do well. What if I mess up? What if I, you know, and all of those what ifs start scrolling in their head. When the what ifs scroll in your head, you often hold your breath. You often shrink, you know, your shoulders crunch down. You look down. You don't have your head up. You stare at your notes. I just saw someone couple of days ago speaking to a group. This is a common thing that people do. As he's looking at his notes in the very beginning, he's looking and saying, hi, my name is, and he's reading his name. We know he knows his name. This is something people do when they're nervous. They don't make eye contact. They look away. What can I look at rather than at you? What is anything I can look at rather than the audience before me? Well, I have learned, and I teach my students for public speaking, the best thing you can do is change your attitude. If you look at the moment when you are about to address a group and think of it as an act of service, you are serving the moment, you are serving your audience, you are serving the content. When you think of it from that perspective, the ego can fall away. It's not about you. It is about your effort. It is about your intention. But it's not about you. You know, am I good enough? Am I fabulous? Am I any of the things? Am I smart enough? If you are prepared, then the next step is to offer. You offer through a lens of service, which means you are humble. It's an act of supplication. You are present and giving your absolute best so that everyone who's part of the experience will be grateful because you made their time valuable. You treated their time as valuable. And when you do that, I'm telling you, it works every time. Then you want to show up your best. You want to look your best. You want to be as prepared as you can with the information. You want to own the information so that you deliver it in the most impactful way, because you offer it as a gift, because you are offering it through the lens of service. You're not offering it as if, they're lucky to have me, or this needs to be over soon, or any other ego-bound way that we can be, which often is related to a little bit of fear. But when we say, yes, we're doing this because we care about our audience, we care about the content, we value you, we value this moment, that's through a lens of service. And it becomes this covenant between you and the audience, whether it is a virtual audience like we are today or whether it is in person. And everyone leaves feeling filled because you honored them. Looking through a lens of service, living through one, can be transformative for every single one of us. So let's look at the quote that I found, because it's interesting when, you know, I love looking at what thinkers have to say about the way we live. And this one is from Mahatma Gandhi. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Think about that. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. So that's not a trick quote, but it's something, it's pretty deep. So let's think about, what does he mean by that? So what does it mean to find yourself? Again, if you're looking through the lens of ego, you know, yeah, I'm all that, right? I'm great. Everyone says I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm doing so well for this and that, whatever it might be. I'm so smart. I'm so this. I've accomplished all of that. That will get you to trip up more frequently than anything else when the ego takes over. But Mahatma Gandhi says the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. When you are in harmony with others, when the walls fall away between us and them, what happens? You can see more clearly. You can sense what the moment calls for. You can and often do bring everything of your history, of your knowledge, of your experience to the moment. It's not like you just let all of that experience go and not value it, but you don't overvalue it. You figure out how to be present. And when you are present, you can see better. When you are present, you can intuit what the moment needs, what is required right here, right now. You know, I have had the opportunity to work with a number of people over the years, many, many, many people who are in transition. So people who have been in one career and have been laid off, or who've made the decision, I don't want to do this anymore. People who have retired and then said, oh, I'm not ready to do that. I want to do something else. Whatever the transition might be. People coming back to work after having had children and paused for a minute. There are many, many reasons for people to be in transition. And there was one woman who had lost her job. She had been laid off. And she really needed to work, which is true for most of us, and was just not sure what she was going to do. Nothing had clicked for her. She was a woman of a certain age and was afraid that maybe ageism was going to stand in her way. So what she did, as she was searching for work, you know, asking everybody she could think of, she started volunteering. She went to an organization in her community that was small, and it was not exactly the work that she had been doing before, but she was really passionate about what this organization cared about. And so she just said, I'll volunteer. It looks like you all need help. Can I help you? that volunteering through an attitude of respect toward service turned into a job for her that she has had for more than 10 years. And at this point, she is in leadership in this company. She didn't go in with the intention, I'm going to force them to hire me, I'm going to prove this or that. She just went in to help as she was continuing to search for work. And she did something that I tell all of the people who have volunteered with me at different points along the way. Volunteer as if you're making $1 million, because one day you might. Everyone, I recommend to everyone to volunteer. One, giving back and giving to your community and causes that you care about is important in the circle of life, but also you should always do your best. No matter what the circumstance, you should not do your best when you're making a lot of money and not do your best when you aren't. You know, this is a really interesting thing because when, as an entrepreneur, I can tell you, you know, you have fees for certain services and sometimes people want to pay different fees and you got to figure it all out. Well, it does not work to say, if you pay me X amount, times five, I'm going to give you five times more for the same service. If you pay me the base amount, I can only give you this much service. It's hard to do that. If what you strive for is excellence, you're going to give excellence every time. So then how do you do that? How do you do that? How do you trim back excellence? How do you trim back the offering that you have? It is a very challenging thing. When it relates to business, maybe you carve out this service is this, this service is this. But honestly, what I have discovered is you just give your best all the time and the fruits will come. That doesn't mean you give everything away. It does mean you work at the highest level that you can all the time. You give from your heart, from your soul, from your expertise. And again, when you do that in the spirit of service, the benefits will come in manifold ways. You may not see it at first, but it really does work. And you learn, because when you look through the lens of service, you're paying attention to everyone. You're not just thinking about yourself. So Mahatma Gandhi put it so simply, so profoundly, and you know, he was a man who, spiritual man who walked the world sharing his power, his gift of engaging spirit with everyone. He said the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Finding yourself by losing yourself in the service of others. So your ego melts away. And often you find your purpose because you're paying attention differently. It makes sense if you think about it, because losing yourself is often losing the bravado. It's often losing that part that makes you think you're fantastic, but maybe somewhere in there the ego could be getting in the way. When you're serving others, you're paying attention to what the moment calls for, what is needed. And if you talk to anybody who's good in business, what they will tell you is that successful business people look to serve a need. When they figure out what the need is in the community, in whatever area they are, when they figure out the need, what is it? They identify what that is and work to fulfill it. Their success, because what people want is for their needs to be filled. That's it. They want to be happy. They want their needs to be filled. They want, if there are challenges, they want help resolving those challenges. What they don't really want is, oh, that person seems really cool, so I want that person in my life. That doesn't last long. That's fleeting. What they want, what people need, what we need is to have whatever challenges exist in our lives to be addressed, to be acknowledged, to be resolved, to be erased, for us to be able to move past, move through, move beyond those incredible challenges that we have. To have the moment served so that there's freedom on the other side of it. So successful people lose themselves in the act of serving others and find themselves by doing so. I hope you're getting it. Like, this is a really interesting, subtle lesson that Mahatma Gandhi's talking about, but it really does work when you try it out, which is what I hope you will do. I want you all to try this out. Look around for how you can serve others in your world. Look around. Where is there a need in your world now? And how can you approach that need now to benefit somebody else? How can you do that? When you do that, what happens is you relax, you can breathe, and others around you can too, because you're not needy, you're not begging for something, you're sharing something. You're making an offering. And when you make an offering in a loving way, people can receive it in a loving way. And then that circle of giving and receiving kicks in, and everybody can find joy. And by the way, you do not have to have money to do this. Nothing should be an impediment. You can find something, someone, somewhere where you can offer something of value that you have in your time, in your attention to detail, in your caring about other people. And when you do it, everybody feels good. It really does work, and it's little things. You know, when I was looking for this quote for today, I found so many wonderful quotes about service and about caring for others. You can practice this literally the moment you walk out of the door. Look around. Is there somebody who needs something? When I tore my hamstring a few months ago, I shared a bit of this story with you all before. I was a half a block away from my house, but not many steps at all, but I could not walk anymore. And my husband brought me crutches, and then as I was making my way across the street, which took forever, he literally ran an errand and then came back. I was crossing the street, and there was a woman who looked at me, and she saw, I mean, I had the crutches, but it was really hard to walk. And she looked at me, and she just started talking to me and put herself in step with me, which was a very slow walk, struggled, labored walk. And very calmly, she just started talking to me. We're in New York City. It is not possible for me to cross this boulevard with one light, which is what, about 30 seconds? I couldn't do it. I barely made it to halfway to the median. She stood there with me, talking to me at my pace, ensuring that I was as calm as I could be. It was the most generous act. And she just appeared. And there she was with me. And then when my husband came back, she crossed the street and I continued with him. It was like an angel. She was an angel who had just come out of who knows where and came and was on pace with me, just in lockstep with me, which was the tiniest steps ever. She didn't touch me, but at the same time, it felt like an embrace. Service. She saw that she could be of service in that moment, and she was. She took care of me. I'll never forget her. We didn't say our names, but it was that connection of the spirit that was salve for me in that moment. How often do you look around and notice and stop to help someone in need? What if today, as you go outside and move through your day, even especially if you're moving really fast, what if you pause for a moment, survey your environment, and notice someone who needs something, and take a pause and go support them? What happens then? Are you late for your appointment? Probably not. Are you giving away more than you should? Probably not. How will you feel after? Probably good, because you took the time to help someone who was in greater need than you. It's a cycle. It's a circle of love and respect and giving and receiving, and it works. And it makes you better. It makes you so much better because you're paying attention to other people. You're not just living in your head. I can't tell you how many times I have felt better when I took a moment to be kind to somebody who I may never see again. And when I took a moment to remember to reach out to people who are part of my world and I've been busy and haven't had time to talk to them. Serving the moment includes, you know me, in the list, making a list of what's important and who's important, including that, looking through that lens of service, and then acting. Don't just have it in your head. Have it in your heart. Write it down and do it. Who do you need to call now? Who does your heart tell you to call to just say hello, thinking about you? What loop do you need to close? Has somebody reached out to you and you haven't called back because you were too busy? Because you didn't feel like it? What if that person actually needs something? What if they just need a pleasant smile through the phone? It doesn't cost that much to be kind. In fact, you gain energy when you live your life through a lens of service. And when you connect to other people, you don't have to feel alone either. This is the part that is really fascinating to me about being in service. Like yesterday, when this group of us who, I don't know, about 40 of us together, we spent the day together, working together, doing spiritual practices together. It was beautiful. And when we talked to each other, we talked from a different level because we were all offering. We were all in the space of offering. And so our conversation became uplifted. And we were across generations, as I mentioned earlier, and it didn't matter. You know, sometimes I find that people think they just need to stick to their peers. I love speaking across generations, being with people who are connected in different ways. And I'm a senior fellow for an organization called CoGenerate. And their purpose is to get people across generations to connect and work together and find the joy and sparkle and delight that can occur when you learn from each other, regardless of your station in life, because of your station in life, because you may be different in one way or another from somebody else. And how can you find synergy among your differences? When you look through a lens of service and you live through that, it's easier for you to notice. Wow, I just learned something from that person who's 30 years younger than I am. Oh, and she just learned something from me. We supported each other in a really genuine way. Service does that. It softens the heart. It softens bonds. It also fortifies them. And so today, as you go through this day, open your eyes, look through the lens of service, and then live out that moment by doing it and see what happens. I think you're going to enjoy it. Until next time, have a great day and make it count. Namaste.